Words create confusion. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Owari, Nigeria. Words bring confusion. Historically, the church and people express themselves with words, and words never get through because words have different meanings to different people. Different people interpret words in different ways, and different people decide what words are meaning, like ananas and pineapple. And though it's a simple word, it means the same thing, but perhaps it means something different to those people. Where do the pineapples come from that the Germans call ananas, you know? Or where do the pineapples come from that the people call pineapples? Are they all from the same place? Or perhaps they come from a different root extraction? Now, who cares? They're all pineapples, you know. The talk was around the table here this morning over faith and works and belief. And all of these things are wonderful concepts. They're wonderful words to use. But when a little child loves its father and just idolizes him and so to speak, worships him, there's a mutual bond there that is something that's untouchable. It's a bond that is so beyond words, no words could describe it. And the child doesn't worship the father as something, what would you say, that is beyond him. The child can worship the father because the child is the father. The child has the ability within himself to know that he and the father are one. His daddy, and whether he calls it God or himself. Now, in our study of religion, in our study of philosophy, in our study of psychology, where we are trying to get our thoughts together and live a life that is meaningful to us, do you want to live in a state of bliss? Do you want to live? You shake your head, yes. You want to live in a state of bliss? Do you want to live in a state of awareness of who you are? Do you want to live in a state where you are absolute master of your thought, attitude, word, and deed, and living it and enjoying it? What do you want to do? Well, the fact is, you can't do it. You cannot live in those states. You are those states. Those are inherent within you. They belong to the very nature of you as a spiritual being. And you cannot separate yourself from it. You might not utilize it. You might not use it because you think, well, bliss, only the Buddha knew bliss, and my goodness, and nirvana, that's something so grand and so on. If I only had nirvana, we had nirvana every day. You have bliss every day. Every time you think a beautiful thought, you're in bliss. Every time someone says something lovely to you, you're in bliss. Every time you look at the stars, the moon, the sun, you look at the birds and trees, you look at a little baby, my goodness, you look at a little baby and you're in bliss. What a lovely little creature. So perfect in every way, developing, expanding, enlarging into something even more wonderful. We are living in a virtual state of bliss all the time, but we don't open our eyes to it. And when we open our eyes to the idea that we are living in bliss, words don't mean a thing. And so, the church historically, and theologians historically, have talked about words. They've talked about theological words. And in talking about these words, all they did was to show, to show how erudite they were. And I'm being erudite and using the word erudite. They're so learned, so knowledgeable, so superior. And you go to the great theologian to understand this biblical term. Nonsense. You go within yourself and you say, all right, what does bliss mean? And then in yourself, your heart starts pouring out what bliss means. When you learn to talk to the divine inside of yourself, your heart starts pouring out and says, bliss? Why, that's when you're happy. Bliss is when you're so filled with joy, you're just bubbling over. Your bliss is when you're walking down the street and everybody looks at you and says, You must have just won the sweepstakes. You look so happy. You look so good. You know, did you have a new baby in the family? You know what? Wow! You know, you live your bliss. You live it. And you know it. And there's no belief. You don't believe anything. Because if you do, they're constantly changing. One minute you're believing that things are black, and another minute you're believing things are white. Every minute you look at the world around you, it's change, change, change. That's what the world is. And so if you have a belief based upon the change of the world, it's a rather fragile belief. And a faith, if you have faith in anything outside of yourself, outside of the divine beingness that you are, then you are a hypocrite. You are anti-Christ, anti-God. And in fact, most of us are anti-Christ as it is, because Jesus said, go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward thee openly. How often do we go within and ask the inner presence for the answer? We look outside, we read the books, we read my books even, you know, and we read all these books with all these authors, and we're looking for answers, and the answer is right inside here. And we can get it without any books. We can get it without any brains, so to speak, without being brilliant. Because it's just there waiting for us to accept. And what a glorious thing that is. What a glorious thing that is to know that right here is the greatest library in the world, the greatest storehouse of knowledge, the greatest exposition of all understanding that we could ever want. And how great that is. Yes, you don't want bliss. You are bliss. You don't want nirvana. That's the place where you live. You don't want anything in the outer, because you already have it in the inner. And once you claim it in the inner, in the outer, you have everything. In the outer, you have all the wealth you could ever want, independent wealth, all the health, all the harmony, all the everything that the human could ever aspire to is already there. It's just that the inner man wants to recognize that it's his, and he claims it. Again, the words of Jesus, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you, ask and it will be given unto you. So this morning, I give unto you the Christ within you, the God in you. Go there and get all the answers you want, and all of the convictions and faith and belief and nirvana and bliss. Have a lovely morning, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.